Structures harness the extraordinary power of the imagination to transform the inner narratives that drive and confine our functioning in the world. With the proper support, the secrets that once were too dangerous to be revealed can be disclosed not just to a therapist, a latter-day father confessor, but, in our imagination, to the people who actually hurt and betrayed us. The three-dimensional nature of the structure transforms the hidden, the forbidden, and the fear into visible, concrete reality. In this, it is somewhat similar to IFS, which we explored in the previous chapter. IFS calls forth the split-off parts that you create in order to survive and enables you to identify and talk with them so that your undamaged self can emerge. In contrast, a structure creates a three-dimensional image of whom and what you had to deal with and gives you a chance to create a different outcome. Most people are hesitant to go into past pain and disappointment. It only promises to bring back the intolerable. But as they are mirrored and witnessed, a new reality begins to take shape. Accurate mirroring feels completely different from being ignored, criticized, and put down. It gives you permission to feel what you feel and know what you know, one of the essential foundations of recovery. Trauma causes people to remain stuck in interpreting the present in light of an unchanging past. The scene you recreate in a structure may or may not be precisely what happened, but it represents the structure of your inner world, your internal map, and the hidden rules that you have been living by. Daring to tell the truth. I recently led another group structure with a 26-year-old man named Mark, who at age 13 had accidentally overheard his father having phone sex with his aunt, his mother's sister. Mark felt confused, embarrassed, hurt, betrayed, and paralyzed by this knowledge. And when he tried to talk with his father about it, he was met with rage and denial. He was told that he had a filthy imagination and was accused of trying to break up the family. Mark never dared to tell his mom, but henceforth the family's secrets and hypocrisy contaminated every aspect of his home life and gave him a pervasive sense that nobody could be trusted. After school, he spent his isolated adolescence hanging around neighborhood basketball courts or in his room watching TV. When he was 21, his mother died of a broken heart, Mark says, and his father married the aunt. Mark was not invited to either the funeral or the wedding.